1912 break, which I remember, the water never went over the ridge, and people below the ridge made a crop, as usual. The people north of the ridge made a crop, but it was a late crop, because they had to wait till the water got off. And the water had to run off, run south, and then get back into the Mississippi River through the Yazoo River at Vicksburg. I'd go the entire length of the delta to get back into the river. Now, we are, the highest elevation in the delta, I've been told, is on the bank of the Mississippi River. In the delta, in this flat land. That's the highest part, is the bank of the Mississippi River. It slopes back. All these riparian streams, the banks of the streams are the highest elevation, and they slope back.
Right.
And it just so happens this Egypt Ridge got its name from the fact that being able to raise some corn down on this ridge, and some years when you couldn't raise it anywhere else, people would go down and buy corn.
Yes, sir.
From neighbors down on the ridge, and they got to talking about going down to Egypt for corn.
I see.
And that's where we got.
Right.
That's where we got the name.
Right.
I think a kinsman of mine, Mr. Archibald McGee, gave it the name of Egypt Ridge.
Hmm.
He remarked one day, seeing wagons going by his place, they said they're going down to Egypt for corn.
Right.
And so they call it Egypt Ridge down there.
Right. When people around here say delta, what exactly do they mean by that?
That means that part of Mississippi that south of the Chickasaw, of the Chickasaw Bluffs in Memphis, and that levels out and goes all the way to down to Vicksburg. The hills of Mississippi on the left, going south, and the Mississippi River on the right. All that strip of land that lay between the Mississippi Delta. Now I'm talking about. Of course, they got the Louisiana Delta on the other side of the river.
Yes, sir.
But the Mississippi Delta is that part of Mississippi that lay between the Mississippi River on the right and the hills of Mississippi on the left, and beginning with the Chickasaw Bluffs. Below Memphis and going to Vicksburg.
Yes.
That's that stretch of land in that flat stretch of land, and that's known as the Mississippi Delta.
Is that considered good land?
It's an alluvial soil, it's a made soil, considered at one time the best soil in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it hadn't been subjected to overflows, and for that reason, lately, and for that reason, the land hadn't been rejuvenated from time to time.
Yes, sir. Is the delta the same thing as what some people would call bottom land?
Well, the delta is bottom. They used to call it the Mississippi Bottoms. Yeah. Here people used to call it going over in the bottoms.
Okay.
And it was the land of mosquitoes and cooters and terrapins.
Right.
And panthers and bears and blue cane growing 20 feet high until it was cleared up. I was raised up on the early stories about the early life in this country. My grandfather and my old maid aunts, great aunts, lived right here, and we children and our family were always trying to get permission to go and spend the night with them, because they'd spoil us, give us everything we wanted to eat, you
right.
know, and tell us tales and play cards with us, and we had a wonderful childhood.
Yes, sir. So
we were raised up on tales about the